Sports Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, home of the listing dish. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griff and Lee.
And we are glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. And if you're listening live, today is February 22nd, 2018. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 493. Well, it's that time again. Time to call us at 888-RADIO-30 again. That 888-RADIO number is 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Hello there, Griff. Hey, let's talk about something interesting. eBay for Charity.
Yeah.
Announced a new, here's a new one for me, peer-to-peer fundraising tool.
Oh, well, it's... Yeah.
That means just a fundraising tool, right? Where your peers get to give you money.
Kind of.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's in collaboration with eBay's longtime charity partner, the American Cancer Society, ACS for short.
Mm-hmm.
So when you participate in a charity fundraising event like Relay for Life, for instance, mm-hmm. you work with a team to raise money by having your friends and family donate on your behalf, and now they can go through eBay. Sell something and have that money go directly towards your fundraising goal.
Well, isn't that amazing?
It really is.
I, for one, am shocked.
Call P2P for short.
P2P, I love it.
Lets you easily list an item on eBay and have the money you've raised credited to your local Relay for Life or Making Strides event, team, or participant. And getting started is easy, Griff. You simply visit the ACS eBay for Charity page, and they've made it easy. It's ebay.com/charity,
mm-hmm.
and click link your account. And once you sell an item in support of your chosen event, your team or participant, could be one person that's running in a race,
mm-hmm.
ACS will update fundraising meters on its website to reflect the amount of proceeds raised through eBay sales.
Cool.
So if you'd like more information, go to ebayinc.com and read the article, A New Way to Fundraise on eBay, because it contains a link to the new P2P fundraising tool. That's ebayinc.com, a new way to fundraise on eBay. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's groovy. Duh.
So have you ever given to any of those, you know, when people say that they want money and they put up one of those things and want you to...
You mean like a crowdfund,
like
crowdsourcing?
A regular person.
Yeah, GoFundMe?
Yeah, GoFundMe.
I think I may have once in a while. Occasionally.
A couple of times I have when it was something that I knew was really important.
Right.
But you got people trying to do it when they're broke. Just, well, I'm broke. So I can't pay my electric bill.
No.
So I'm going to go on here and I'm going to do a GoFundMe. Now, I have no problem with people helping people out when they have a problem. But what if that person was in that situation because they don't know how to control their money?
Well,
Just saying.
I know, and when does it end? More importantly, when does it end? Lee, tell me, when does it end?
I don't know, honey.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So I'm going to do a fundraising event for my retirement.
You are?
Oh, sure. Let people just, you know, give me money. So that I can take a big trip when I retire. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, if the people do this, it should be for something really important. For instance, this one's important, American Cancer Society.
That
to me is an important reason to fundraise in this way. But just be careful, that's all I'm saying. But this one is very exciting because it's for the American Cancer Society. So what's going on in your world?
Not much. We're, you know, working away on improving our video production for Wednesday's broadcast. I know it's not involving the eBay radio show, but.
Yeah, but I'm, you know.
It's kind of been an interesting project.
We want to promote it and know all about it.
Yeah. So, we do, for those of you who are radio listeners who never tune into the video broadcast, it's a live streaming broadcast that we do every Wednesday for eBay for Business on Facebook and now embedded in the community. We got approval for some equipment purchases. We have these brand new streaming devices, encoders called Pearl 2 by Epiphan, and they're just wonderful. It's just an incredible piece of machinery. But, of course, there's a learning curve.
No crap.
Right.
Like turning the stuff off when you come on to do the radio would be a good thing.
Please, okay. Is that whip worn out? Should I get you a new one on eBay and you can, you know, whip me afresh with
can
a fresh
whip? Can
you
buy a whip on eBay?
I should hope so.
Well, yeah, you should.
It's either that or you can go to the dominatrix store.
Whip, whip, whip. Okay, I just put whip into the,
Put SMBD in there too.
80,035 result for whip.
Wow.
Here's the first one I come to.
Right.
Black braided leather 8-foot bull whip. Whip with strap, tassel, and new.
Just hearing you recite that raised welts all over my back.
Here's a black riding crop. Oh, yes. Yeah. See, they need them for riding. See. Black riding crop, comfortable leather handle horse whip. I don't like that.
Ooh, Wilbur.
They whip horses.
Well, they shoot them sometimes, right? Don't they?
Now here's your thing here. Yeah.
What thing?
Slave game restraints.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just joking. I don't know any of that.
Yeah.
I'm what you call plain vanilla.
But you can buy whips on eBay, of course.
Whips, yeah.
Of course you can.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, so what was I saying before that?
So what have you bought lately on eBay?
What have I bought? You know, I should go to my purchases
because I'm always buying.
Well, I just bought something just as we were speaking. So
a
I guess
whip?
That counts.
You
no,
bought a
not
whip?
A whip.
Oh, okay.
Didn't buy a whip.
Just saying. Oh, so I bought Yankee Candle 2-single electric scent plug-in refills.
Oh, those are cool, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big company.
That's the only thing I bought last week.
I bought a tripod head that, you know, you can turn at different angles and everything, and I forgot to check the screw mount is bigger than my tripod mount, so I had to buy screw adapters, and I want to get them here quick. And the only place I could find where I could get them for a good price and fast is where?
eBay.
That's exactly
Yay.
Right. So I just bought a bunch of those. They're doing well. And I bought some other stuff. I think I don't want to admit what I bought.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's okay.
I think it would be bad. I bought cologne, okay?
Oh, no.
Jeez, stop
Griff.
It. Where's one bottle? I've sold.
Griff.
Well, I've sold about 50 bottles. I can buy one bottle.
Oh, my God. You're trying to get rid of things.
I got rid of 50, and I bought one.
What was so wonderful about the one that you
the
had
price.
To buy it?
It was only like 10 bucks.
And you love the cologne.
No, I hate it. I threw it out. It was an experiment.
No.
I just tossed it out.
No, you didn't.
I did. I actually just said I put it in the bag to donate to the thrift store.
Really?
Yeah. I have a whole section of my garage that's just throw it here. It ends up in the thrift store. So.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I only buy things I can use most of the time.
Really?
Every now and then something shows up and I say, why did I order this?
Yeah. Why did you order that?
But, you know, the Yankee Candle things I need. The refills.
Yeah.
So my house will smell pretty.
Pretty.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that you're going to work in your garage again this weekend.
Still off and
we
on.
See no before pictures.
No. Well, because I'm too embarrassed.
We have no proof.
I pride my privacy. I know it's hard to believe. I know you don't believe it, but I do, actually. What else did I buy? You asked me about what I bought.
Yeah.
I had a lot of returns. Last week.
What happened?
Nothing that's related to each one. It's just, I think, coincidental. Somebody bought an expensive bottle of old used cologne for me and said, you know, I thought I'd like it. It just doesn't work on me. I said, well, send it back. I don't want, what are you going to do? Keep it and stare at it and think evil thoughts every time you see it? So send it back. Somebody else bought a shirt and I think, and it was weird because this, all of my listings, I thought, were set up so that returns were automatically accepted. Because if you don't automatically accept a return, like when the person says, I want to return it, if it doesn't automatically accept it, they have to, you know, wait a minute. Is the seller going to give me an argument? So the guy gave me three reasons why he didn't want to keep a pre-owned Hawaiian shirt. One was he didn't like the way it looked on him. The second one was, there's a loose thread on the hem. And the third one was, it doesn't fit my arms. The openings are too small for, I assume, his big muscular arms. So I said, yeah, it's fine. Send it back. So he sent it back. It looks fine. But, you know, that's just how it works. And it was something else. I forget.
You're a good settler.
Well, I don't want people to be thinking evil thoughts about the merchant who wouldn't take the things back.
Too late.
Hey, give us a ring. We need your call. It's 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
That ship sailed.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images, complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of maker's marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Bubble wrap is our life. Call us now. We obviously need the companionship. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Give us a call, why don't you, at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Wait. I think someone's there. Hi, Griff.
Yeah, so I got up to answer the door because we had a really early
eBay Radio poppin'.
So let's meet our poppin' guest.
Okay, who is it?
Well, step on in and sign your name to the board there. Who's joining us this week?
This is my opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Liz Austin.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
I've met you.
We have met, definitely. I'm not sure how many of your listeners have met me, though.
eBay Open.
That's right. Yep. So that was literally when I jumped into the deep end, and I learned all about sellers and the amazing community that we have at eBay Open, and I was completely blown away by the passion.
So Liz works really closely with Audrey as part of her team, and we do the video broadcast and lots of other things that are coming up. But the big one that's coming up, and I wanted to talk about, because it's kind of a joint thing with the marketing team and seller engagement. So, tell us, why are you wearing military camouflage?
And why,
Liz,
are you here? He could have just said, "Hi, Liz. So nice of you to stop by. And why are we graced with your presence today?"
But I'm reading the script.
Well, forget the script.
But when I go off script, then you lecture me.
No.
This I can't win with you, mother.
That's all you have to remember.
Okay, yeah, live in fear. So, what's with the military camouflage, a.k.a.
why
are you here?
That's why we can't see her, because right. She's in military camouflage.
Exactly, I've got leaves on my head. You can't see me, I'm camouflaged.
And she smells like a forest. Or is that a jungle?
Boot camp.
Boot camp?
Oh. Boot camp is why I'm here to talk about today. And to Griff's point, it's something that Audrey has been kind of working away at for a little while now, and it's been something that she's been wanting to really do and roll out and test the waters. And so, you know, of the opinion, why not? Let's do it. And here we go.
So I think it's great.
So if you go, I will tell anyone listening right now, if you go to ebay.com/sellerbootcamp,
yes.
ebay.com/sellerbootcamp. You can kind of follow along with us.
ebay.com.
Yeah, it's actually not going to work that way. So because it's through a bit.ly and it's actually a page on our seller center. The best thing to do is Google eBay Seller Bootcamp and it'll take you directly to the page on seller center.
eBay.
And that is our registration page.
sellerbootcamp.com. Okay.
Oh, I put bottom camp. All right.
Oh, no, I didn't get to it. No.
Oh, there it is. I found it. Join us for a free seller bootcamp.
Okay, say it again. Say it again.
So you just Google, put in your Google. eBay seller bootcamp. So not in your URL. You just put it into Google.
Bootcamp. Got it.
And then that'll pop up with some search results. And then the top page there under the ads is the page where we want you to go to
register.
That's
where I went. I'm telling you,
I'm here. I don't know what
you do. ebay.com/sellerbootcamp, you get to the same place. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, aren't you innovative? Good. With your dual navigations.
So what is there on that page is the registration. And the most important thing is that we're asking sellers to sign up before the 28th of February, because at that stage, we're going to close down registrations because we want that group to be there from the beginning to the end. So what it is 4-week learning course on how to grow your business. So we know that we send our sellers a lot of information and guidance on selling on eBay, and we want to help you guide the ecosystem of resources that we give you in a way that helps address the outcomes that you're looking for. So we've broken it up into four weeks, and there'll be weekly lessons delivered via an email. So when you register, you put in your email, and that's the email that we'll be sending the weekly lessons to.
And I already did it, and it's real simple. I did it the other day.
Yeah, it was so simple.
Click on sign up now, that's it.
That's all it took.
Put your email address in, and you're done.
I love it.
And we've had a heap of registrations so far, which is so exciting. We're so thankful that everyone's eager to be involved in this bootcamp, and we think it's going to be really fun. We're excited to take you through the modules and the lessons over the 4 weeks and then chat about it. And what I'm super excited about is the opportunity for our sellers to connect and engage on community and teach each other or guide each other through each week. So, you know, everyone has their own experiences and their own lessons and own kind of tips and tricks that you've learned from selling on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fantastic opportunity to share that on community.
So what's going to happen is when the lessons start, when you get the first lesson, there'll be a...
And it'll be in your email, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And there'll be steps. So it's not just the email will have the calls to action and the tasks that you have to complete for that week.
Absolutely.
And I think one of them is viewing a video.
Yeah. So we've got the thing about our ecosystem is that we have emails, we have blogs, we have videos, we have webinars, we have a whole lot of different resources that we offer sellers to learn and help guide you. And so we're really showing you all of these different resources and to help you in a way that, you know, you like to learn. So we say, you know, check out this email about, you know, leveraging eBay's data insights, or read this blog post. And so there's a series of different opportunities for you to absorb all of this information. And we ask, it takes about 1 to 2 hours of your time each week to go through the resources and either watch a video, read a blog. And then we have something for you to do, like a little kind of homework session or some opportunity that you can then apply what we've kind of taught you in these resources.
Yes.
And then go to the discussion board on the community and ask each other what you think about it. And
right.
if there's anything that we haven't kind of relayed to you, what else can other sellers help, you know, fill in any gaps or help take it to the next level? So that's, I think we definitely urge you to connect with other sellers on community as well as reading these resources.
So there will be a special dedicated community discussion forum for the boot camp.
Absolutely.
So all the participants in boot camp can partake there.
Absolutely.
That's good.
And so it says here you'll learn about four topics. eBay best practices.
Yes.
Buyer expectations, inventory and demand insights, and the perfect listing.
The perfect listing.
We love those things here.
I do too, and it's going to be, I've seen some of the content so far, and it's going to be really good. So, it won't be complicated, it won't be hard to follow or understand, but there should be great insights in there for any seller, depending if you're new or even used. If you're a used seller.
Slightly used seller.
I'm an experienced, right?
I'm a slightly used seller, but I still have my tags. I hid the tags.
I meant to say experienced, but you know how that comes out sometimes.
Who should, this boot camp is good for experienced sellers as well, Liz?
That's what we're suggesting, definitely. I mean, there's things that we're asking you to either join up for, which is Seller Hub. So if you haven't already joined up for Seller Hub, then join up for Seller Hub, and then we'll take you through the best pages and kind of insights that we offer on Seller Hub. So there's a bit of a guide around that. So for the more experienced sellers, those that know how to, have been navigating it for a while and having some success on the site, but those that are, you know, looking to refresh their best practices and things change. And so we'd really love you to have a look at your current business practices and use what we're kind of sending out to you in these emails and assess whether there's new things that you can adopt, new insights that you can adopt that will help drive conversion with your listings.
Yes, that's
important.
What's
the first one going to be?
Yeah, give us a little insight into that first one.
So the first one, we're talking about driving profitable businesses in 2018. So it's really about knowing your numbers. So kind of suggesting that with sellers, you know, it is your business is unique, your numbers are unique. So really, really do a deep dive into those numbers and understand what they mean and if there are any opportunities to do things differently so that your numbers can grow. So really fundamentally, we're suggesting that knowing your numbers is critical to a profitable business. So we really want to help you understand where to get those numbers and understand what those numbers actually mean and then how you can use those numbers to better your business.
And making sure you use the data itself.
Absolutely. Right. And understanding what the data means.
Yeah, no, because it's important. I talk to so many sellers who, they're perfectly content or they're happy when things are going well and their sales are happening. And then when sales start to slip, they kind of panic. And, when I ask some basic questions about, well, so what is your sell-through rate or what's your traffic look like? And they don't have those numbers. Mm-hmm. They don't have their margin. And it's important to have this data, even if you don't memorize it, just have it on hand so that you can manage your business better.
Absolutely. And when we were thinking about bootcamp, we were thinking, as you were saying before, it's like a health check. It's like, you know, something's gone wrong with my health. Like, let's go back. Let's take a few steps backwards and go, am I not sleeping enough? You know, am I not eating the right things or what? So really looking deeper down and going, what actually has changed or what things can I make amendments to that might then affect kind of those conversion rates?
And to that point, just like regular boot camp, we will be waking you up at 4 a.m. with a trumpet, you know, reverie or taps. Or what do they wake you in the morning with?
Been there. Done that.
And then you'll go to bed.
Married to a drill instructor in the Marine Corps. I've been there.
Right. And we'll make you don't have to crawl through
it's
the
not
mud.
Fun.
You don't have to put on the camouflage fatigues.
There's no uniforms.
No uniforms. The food is actually better food. You get to make your own food. But
the conversation's amazing.
The conversations are always what help people. And I think that's my favorite part of this. We'll have great information, but it's that ability to talk to your other fellow boot campers. To share experiences and tips.
And where do we go again to sign up?
So Google eBay Seller Bootcamp and that'll take you to the page. Otherwise, it's bit.ly/sellerbootcamp.
There you go. Well, Liz, thank you so much for popping in.
We'll follow up with updates
as the program rolls out.
We'd love to keep everyone updated with how it's going. And thanks to all those that have signed up already.
We'll be right back after this break.
As an eBay seller, you know what kind of keys unlock the door to more sales. We're talking keywords you use in your titles. What you probably don't know is exactly which keywords work best for which items. But Terapeak SEO knows. You already trust Terapeak's marketplace data. Well, that same data drives Terapeak's search engine optimization tool, SEO for short. Terapeak SEO samples real-world listing data from eBay and Google to show you the search terms that are driving sales for inventory like yours. Simply enter a product to see its top-ranking keywords, their popularity, and how each keyword affects sales. Then, use those keywords to create a title that boosts your listing and search results, attracts more shoppers, and helps you sell your item. That's key. Try Terapeak SEO for free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.